even more interesting. I just thought about this whole United Kingdom thing and how they're the youngest, I said country, and then I realized, well, no, it's like three countries. And I'm like, they're not even part of the European continent anymore. Like, what does that mean? Like, they're like the eighth continent? Like, what does that even mean anymore? They're just out there floating in the ocean? Like, where, what, are they trying to like float off to somewhere by themselves? I just don't understand. Like, do they like everyone else has a continent but them? Like, what, are they special? What is going on? That much of an ego that they needed to separate themselves from Europe. What continent are you? I demand to know. You just doing your own thing. Okay, I sound judgy. I apologize. Listen, I don't really understand what the intent is here of dividing yourself from everyone and having your own currency. I mean, it's already horrible enough that we even have currency, and then you have to have your own currency from entire Europe. Like, you three countries, you small three countries. Four, is it four? Northern Ireland and Southern, right? Ireland and then Northern Ireland. Like, what does that even mean then? Anyway, why isn't there like a Southern Ireland and like a Northern Ireland? Why is there Ireland and Northern Ireland? Like, I don't even understand that. Was it like, it was just Ireland, but then someone got in a fight and was like, I want this top bit. We'll just call it North Ireland. Like, is that what happened? It was just about someone else's ego. So really, whoever decided they needed Northern Ireland to themselves. Oh, wait. Yeah, okay, 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 okay. Whoever needed it to themselves was actually the biggest, biggest ego. Who was that? Wow. So that. Is that the youngest country, Northern Ireland? Is that where all the indentured servants came from that people try to compare with slavery? And I'm just like, whoa, 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 hold up, hold up, hold up. See, it's like I'm defending them, and I'm just like, what? Wow. So, when I was younger, I used to think that Africans sold the Africans. So, I didn't have any empathy. So, I was like, well, their people did it to them. Too bad. And then, you know, I find out that they were kidnapped, stolen from their homes, separated from their families, like, beaten, raped. You know, some of the most traumatic stuff, murdered, then later segregated and not have rights as other humans and still be treated like wild animals. And I mean, it went on and on, the way these people were treated, and it's still going on. I mean, wow. They were treated so different than the people from Ireland. And now I'm guessing it must have been Northern Ireland. The people with the greatest ego were considered indentured servants, and they were matched, and people tried to compare them with the actual slaves from Africa. No comparison there. No comparison. The people with the least amount of ego to the people with the most amount of ego. No. They wanted people to come over and take over the land, so they wanted people with ego, and they wanted the people with the no ego, the most loving people, to be beat to the ground and felt like nothing, like dirt. And they're rising up again. They're rising up. Thank goodness for them. It's coming. It's happening. Respect. Kindness. Gratitude. All to them.